Hometown, for all its homely virtues, and even because of them, can stunt growth. Opportunity there for self-discovery may be ample for the growing child, but they do not suffice for the mature human being. Much as the American lore praises hometown, it nevertheless has its young men and women abandon it for the larger world. In the larger world, which is usually the city, but it could also be the wilderness, they find who they are. Similar laws exist in other societies, a major precondition being the fairly common occurrence of upward social mobility. Who I am is far more than how local place defines me, is the basic idea. For example, had I never left my hometown in humid eastern China, I would never have known my desert personality, never have discovered the desert, whether in Death Valley or the lands of Acoma Pueblo, is my truer home. And of course, if I had not savored other countries and cultures, I could never have known my deep affinity for the worlds of C.S. Lewis, Beethoven, Simone Weil, and of motion pictures such as Gone with the Wind and Les Ruisseaux Sauvages. These are as much my homes, my sources of comfort and inspiration, as the houses and geographical places I have lived in. But isn't this multiplicity of homes a sign of personality disintegration? To an outsider, it might seem so. Not, however, to me, nor to my friends, for whom each confession of new love on my part causes them initial surprise, only to say after a pause, "How like you!" The sense of myself grows stronger, not weaker, as the number and variety of artworks and places that speak to the core of my being expand. Yet doubts linger, of which two come to the fore. One is the inescapable isolation of the individual, an isolation that increases as a person's individuality is developed and refined. Even as I merge with another in our shared love of Beethoven, I see that Gone with the Wind divides us like a Grand Canyon. To me, the film is high romance, perhaps because I first saw it as a starry-eyed child. But to one who saw it as an adult, it could seem the sugar coating of an ignoble past and the worst kind of fantasy. My second doubt is also widely shared and should be. It arises from the conviction that life is a serious journey, even a pilgrimage to a final goal, and not, as it too often is, a Caribbean tour. In such a tour, each port of call may be not only delightful, but also educational, in that it enables us to discover both world and self. Yet, in the end, we return to where we started, satiated rather than wiser. Perhaps this is the fuzzy area where geography overlaps with religion. And note that by religion, I don't mean a particular cultural practice such as the corn dance or feng shui. Rather, I mean the spiritual longing to be elsewhere. Geography is mostly about how we strive to feel at home on Earth, rooted in place. Yet, we never quite succeed. The arts, too, can be a home, or make us feel more at home. Yet, even more than geographical place, they have the power to disturb or exalt. And so, like the great teachings of religion, remind us that we are fundamentally homeless.